Hey, it's your girl Simply Shanika, and you are now listening to The Goddess Confessions.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The true divine feminine will receive very little validation from the masses of men and women. Her validation is sourced from deep within. To truly embody divine femininity means you are always standing in your power. She is connected with herself, connected with her true soul's essence. She has high standards and she protects herself. She is balanced in her masculine energy because everyone contains both masculine and feminine energy. She is completely comfortable being alone and balanced in her divinity. She has boundaries in place and she knows how to use the word no to all low quality experiences. She holds her standards high. A true divine feminine is not codependent. She does not lie. She does not cheat. She does not tolerate anything less than the femininity she deserves. The divine feminine is connected with her truth, speaks her truth, listens to her intuition, and doesn't question it. Many toxic men and women rely on women and use women who are not in their divine feminine energy. These women who are disconnected from themselves, who do not speak their truth, who do not stand up for themselves, who deny themselves, who put down other women, who do not truly love themselves. They mask. They gain their validation from men. They are wounded, but they are not truly in the divine feminine energy. They are unaware and pretending to be the divine feminine. They won't lead you to your heart as the true divine feminine will. The true divine feminine energy is pure love and supportive energy. She is not in competition with other women and is supportive of other feminines. Patriarchal ideals have led us astray from being powerful feminine women. Weak men poke fun at emotions, and people applaud those who are rigid and unfeeling. I don't believe this is the right way. Balance is needed. You have to claim your power, claim yourself. Love and accept who you are. You see, when you are broken or your inner light is weak, it sends out a signal to men and women looking for women they can dominate and control. It's all about your energy, and it wouldn't matter if you were wrapped in a trash bag. It is undeniable. How many women do you know carry that light? If your mother before you was traumatized in some way and she's pregnant with you, you are going to inherit that trauma. That is a generational curse, and it needs to be healed before you can even think about claiming to be divine. Being in your divine feminine energy is being a woman who is ruthlessly savage about her self-preservation. The divine feminine is the most beautiful rose with the sharpest of thorns. In other words, a woman who is in her divine feminine maintains her feminine flow with her unshakable boundaries, self-esteem, self-concept, belief in herself, and the likes. You see, once you are awakened, you will most likely go through a dark night of the soul, which is brutal, but you can use both your light and dark powers. Your dark feminine. The concept of the dark feminine challenges traditional perceptions of femininity by embracing unconventional, mysterious, and powerful aspects. It celebrates individuality, independence, and self-expression, rejecting societal expectations and stereotypes. The dark feminine encourages women to embrace their uniqueness and embrace their own power. Light feminine. The light feminine embodies a more traditional understanding of femininity, emphasizing qualities such as nurturance, empathy, and grace. It aligns with societal expectations of femininity, including beauty standards, traditional gender roles, and conforming to societal norms. The light feminine encourages women to express their nurturing and empathetic nature while embracing their own femininity. One thing you must do is stay away from wounded feminine energy. The wounded feminine is a state where a woman seeks validation and approval primarily from men, often leading to unhealthy competition with other women. The wounded feminine believes that her worth is dependent on male validation, which can negatively impact her self-esteem and self-worth. It is important for women to recognize the value within themselves and cultivate their own sense of worth and validation. As you are working on balancing your energy, you want to be more exclusive as you elevate. We have been conditioned to be relatable and accessible to everyone, but that's not good for us. Think grocery deliveries, Target over Walmart. Be very careful about who you let in your home and your personal space. Don't be afraid to use the police and file those police reports when people threaten you or make you feel scared. Yes, we are strong, but should you ever need to handle business, you'll have a paper trail. You must always establish clear boundaries. When I first started to become successful, I was way too nice. And being too nice in this world only gets you walked all over, and it can make you bitter. So learn to say no, because we're playing the long game. And most important of all, stay away from underachieving men and their cheerleaders. Remember, divine feminine energy is being receptive. It's holding unconditional love for yourself. It's going inwards. Divine feminine is learning how to mother yourself, learning how to express yourself. It's realizing that there are no wrong ways in doing any of these things if it's truly coming from your essence. It's not looking for answers outside of you, because you know the answers are within. As I close out, I want to leave you with this. We need to be willing to heal our negative emotions relative to anything we identify as female, to set the femininity within us free. Divine feminine does not need to be cultivated or created within us as women. It is us. It is the essence of our choice to come into this life as women. And so, it is ever so present energy that is always there. It is merely obscured by our thoughts and our actions. If we begin to clear our minds and lives of the things that are obscuring the essence, it will ultimately shine through on its own. It is exhausting suppressing the essence of who we are. And so, it is time to quit suppressing it. It is time to embrace it and let it shine. As always, thank you guys so very much for all of your support. I truly hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Goddess Confessions and at Simply Shanika. Until next time, my loves.